Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, I think that was an unfair narrative that started coming in. So like you're saying, if Lauren wanted someone off the show, that was the plan.
Sure.
And she had that conversation with MTV that Heidi and Spencer need to be off the show, and they told her to walk. Mm-hmm. So at that point, and they told us, the main executives at the time, they're like, Lauren wants you off, and we told her she can walk because, you know, and so it came to that point of what it was. Yeah. But it was really hard having friends and having – my best friend at the time too, turn on me publicly also and be like, and bring you in and say, she's brainwashed, when it's not fair. And I wouldn't have done that
and
to her.
I don't think we were, because you're with Spencer, so we didn't really hang out much at that point.
Yeah.
And then Lauren didn't, I don't know if she had a lot of friends or not, but I'd always invite her out off camera too, to go on dates or whatever. I think it's in the upcoming episodes. But yeah, she had a lot to say, and I feel like I was her venting person, and just hearing everything, I was like, oh my gosh, she did that, or what? So,
and I would have been the same as you. I would have done, you know, like, here's Lauren, and this is my new friend, and we're hanging out, and you're hearing one side. Yeah. Well, that's what you're going to do, and you're going to listen to that friend and have that conversation.
Do you think that Lauren was also a little skeptical of people that were coming? I mean, obviously not you, because you've been friends with her for so long, but also just coming to try to be on a reality television show, not you guys, but maybe
first.
You guys were
later
not at
on.
First, but like, yeah. Like,
once it got popular.
Sure. Right.
Quick question. Did you guys ask Lauren to come on here to like speak about
none of us, I don't think, really talked. We don't really talk.
Well, we reached out to her. We reached out to her agent, her publicist, and Sophia.
Curious.
But we didn't get a response. And then Sophia said, I don't have her number, so... I don't know.
Did you think that Lauren would come on here?
She went on another
Kristen.
One.
I know, but that's Kristen.
They got better ratings than us.
And she called her out.
I think that's different.
I think that's different.
I think she had nothing.
Are you still friends with her?
No, I don't. I haven't really. The last time I saw her was at Disney on Ice, like right before COVID. And
I
met the
babies
and we all hung out kind
friends
of.
With
well,
Lauren,
for a
friendly.
Minute.
Like, I remember I saw her on, I was at like Vegas or something. We were all getting on a flight together, random. I hadn't seen her in like 10 years. And just, it was a very kind of like, oh, Brody, Lauren, oh, hey, what's up? You know, oh, hey, Brody. And then just like walked right by, got in her seat. You know, so I think Lauren kind of was.
My wife is.
At least
is,
it seemed
my
like
wife
Lauren
is close to her,
of,
like, in, well, close to her, like
over us
in a way, as close as you can be, because she lives in Laguna Beach and we live here. And I don't think she's met my kids, or we have met her kids in that way. I mean, maybe they have, because they like hang out at their, she has like a little thing called the Little Market that they do. Like,
I've heard about that.
Okay. With her,
it's really cool.
With her best friend. And they go to those little things and they hang out, but I haven't seen Lauren in a while.
I mean, everybody changes. I'm not the same person I was when I was 20, 21 on the show.
I'm
like,
the same.
I'm totally different.
No,
I'm very much wiser. And like,
no, I think everybody would get along way differently today. In when it's all said and done,
we're all
everybody
different.
Everybody had like the best. I think today everybody would be like, no, I want the best for you. I want 100%. The best for you. I want the best for you.
I don't know.
You've always said that.
But we did just do the Hills reboot. And that didn't happen. We started fighting. There's
That's
other
true.
Things that happen. There's conversations. So I don't
that
agree with that.
No, I'm
that
talking
was
about
also
without
very
producers,
manipulated
without the
by
producers,
the producers.
Without the producers, I don't think anybody would not get along.
Yeah, of
but
course.
But we needed drama. You know, otherwise, what's
thing.
The reality show?
I
know,
I'm saying, Andrea, I'm like, don't bring your drama over here unless you want the real smoke, because I'm not doing pretend drama right now.
And I just did pretend because I couldn't have my real life on the most recent Hills reboot. So I just did storylines. So I couldn't, like,
I know.
Talk
it's,
about things.
It's tricky.
Yeah, it was tricky. That's what I'm saying. Outside the being on TV and, like, being with a camera and having to – like, you can't express yourself of the things you wanted to say. Like you said, she didn't even talk about what her real world was happening in her life.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us really were, but to be honest. I mean, it was very, they it was, they were trying to put us into like, back in the day, we're trying to go to nightclubs and stuff like that all the time ago. I'm like, that's
I'm in my pajamas.
Really, yeah. Like,
but
none of us
were
really doing
couch.
Any of that. Like, they didn't show any of the music stuff. None of the DJ. They didn't really cover any
asking.
Of our real life. It was all just, hey, get into fights, drama, like sort of the sort of kind of like
the producer will ask my wife, like, what is Frankie doing wrong? Or like what are you bothered by Frankie right now?
Oh,
like,
I know.
It's like, dude, can we just have a real
never going on reality TV?
Like, no, you don't want to.
Me and her no have like a great relationship, and we like really get along the way we understand each other, and we have our own world, and it's great. You know, like, can that really exist?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, though, Brody, and bringing it back to this episode was that she did start being skeptical and resentful that like you and Spencer did come on do the show. So I think that was part of her frustration, was like, my show is being completely taken in a different direction than I wanted. I'm losing my best friend over this. She's part of that, of what's going on.
The way we get along is we just don't talk about Spencer. I mean, she doesn't say his name. We just don't talk about him. And it's awkward because he's obviously a really big part of her life.
So I think there was a lot of miscommunication and different things, but it was frustrating because in the beginning she was all in for it, right? She was like, yeah, let's make the show. I like Brody. I'm Heidi and I are double dating all the time. And then she switched and was like, actually, no. And I don't want Heidi talking with Spencer anymore. And whether he was treating me well or not.
Heidi falling out through it because of it.
And that's like whenever Jen came on, because you guys go shopping in this episode. And like, I thought like you guys were closer than, I didn't know that the history before. So I, as a viewer, I just thought like you guys were like super close because you were always together in the episodes.
We were really close.
We spent all of our time together off camera. I mean, I was I was their third roommate.
Right.
They all were roommates, like, but I was there every single night. Like, I wasn't even sleeping at my apartment at USC. I didn't hang out with my college friends for months.
Right.
I would only go to USC for tests. And like, I was living with them.
See, why? They should have showed all that. Like,
oh, they didn't care. That wasn't interesting, you know?
They were
We're like, you're going to a frat party? Oh, we're going to club. Bye, Jed. We're like, Heidi. You're such a child.
You're a loser.
Yeah, we were going to like
college parties. You don't want college parties.
Yeah,
Jed.
We're like,
well, so I guess we already covered one of the second scenes in this episode is whenever you guys are shopping, and then it's talking about Brody, and like you're kind of teasing the idea if Brody's going to your birthday or. Like, if you, it seemed like you were interested in Brody, and then Heidi was kind of like, well, do what you want.
I mean, I thought Brody was like the definition of cool. Like, I thought he was like the coolest person.
Everyone
ever.
Did.
I wouldn't
cool
say
everybody.
He was cool so cool.
Damn, that was some good acting.
I just remember like going to your mom's apartment.
Condo.
If I get this wrong, it was a long time ago. Yeah. And then like Nicole Richie was there, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's my friend. And then you were, and like everything you said was just so cool. And so like my interest in you like was like, less sexual and more like, this guy is awesome. Like, you know.
Jen was a fan. Okay.
Yeah.
She was just a fan.
You guys were, and like Spencer too. Spencer was hilarious.
Spencer was
I had so much fun with you guys. We would like go and have all these fun times and at Pink Dot, and like you were with the coolest crew, and you remember that guy with the cross, the necklace.
Sleazy T.
Sleazy T.
And then there was a rap song, and I was in some rap song you guys did.
Shwayze.
Yeah.
Your boy.
You were like, with Jen Bunny in the rap song, and I was like,
funny.
And I mean, back
that.
Then.
But Lauren was a part of it, and that's what is missing in this. It was you, me, Lauren, Brody, Spencer. Like, it was a crew.
And it was a paintball that was
I
never
wish
made
they
it.
Showed
the
all of that.
Stuff
yeah, the paintball stuff. Yeah,
we
and then she bowed
all,
out.
Paintballing. And
so then Jen's like, left like, wait, it was all cool and we were all hanging out.
We
and
went
now
to dinner.
You just switched.
Remember the dinner at Sugar? Was it Sugar? No.
Blowfish.
We all went to dinner. Yeah. Spencer's credit card. Remember
oh my
gosh,
I remember that. Jared.
But they didn't show
Jared Ajar.
Yeah, Jared, yeah.
Yeah, so it was
that was a moment.
Yeah, but that's the that's where you could see what they show on TV versus like real life, and especially watching the episodes now and knowing even since you've came on Heidi, like some things that I never even knew. I view it so differently now because as a viewer, it's like you're soaking it up and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. Like everything is how you watch it.
Yeah, and part of it's true, right? So it's just a version of what's going on. And that's the frustrating thing from Lauren's perspective of how she's seeing the events unfold. And I think that she really had that power and harnessed it and took advantage of that. And so that was what became tricky.
Absolutely.
When, and great, say Spencer wasn't you know, we were both playing games and she wasn't liking the game anymore and wasn't wanting to support me in that relationship. That's fine. But you still support me as a person or like as a friend if you want to be friends. But clearly she just was like, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to not be friends with Heidi and to cut this off and to be done with it. And I think she did the same thing with you. And
I was very easily removed from the show, from the scene, from like I was very dispensable. Which is shocking
because if you guys were friends for that long, it's just not, it doesn't seem fair.
And that's why when you say like, why didn't I clear it up? Like I did, I don't think I ever was given the opportunity to clear it up. And if I did, I clearly would have been like, no, nothing happened between us. I would have been like, we were all out.
Okay, so this is where that question came from. There was this, and I'm not coming at you in any way. I'm just sort of, there was some After Hills special that we did and I've turned it on and it's Brody. And they're like, so did you and Jen Bunny hook up? And Brody's like, kiss and tell. And I was like,
we need clarity. Chapter 5.
Keep the mystery.
That's like me just trying to make it. I don't even know. When I get put in those interview situations, this water's not under the bridge.
This water's going flow.
No. I just remember that moment and been flushed. Like, this would have taken all of the bad things that were happening right now away. All the death threats. All of the people saying I should get run over by a bus because I'm an awful friend.
I didn't know that.
That's my whole community. Wow. Didn't know it wasn't real. So people in Laguna Beach that were my teachers that were like, came up to me in my own town and were like, you know, slut or whatever.
Was there anything else you want to clear up or just like?
So that's what I was going to say about
you. We didn't hook up. That is what clear that up.
Brody has no idea.
That's pretty much,
Nobody can know how it impacted you, you know?
And I'm not worked up about this as a me now. I'm just sort of, it's interesting to kind of look back and be like, well, why did that happen that way? Or why, like, you know, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Also, which didn't happen, but if anything had ever happened, it still doesn't validate any of that. And it still doesn't validate the way you were treated. It still doesn't validate the cutoff. But like,
well, I would have been a shitty friend. I get that. But I'm not a shitty friend. And I never had any intentions of being a shitty friend to you or Lauren or anybody, which is why it was so
the show showed it and portrayed it so differently.
But Brody didn't ever feel the need to clear anything up because it didn't.
It wasn't relevant to him.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just, it wasn't affecting him like it was affecting you. He's just on a show. Right.
And so I thought, like, but as my sort of friend, like, we weren't super close or anything, but like, we were friends.
Maybe you could have called
him. I thought you would have sort of.
And said, hey, dude. But it would have been
like, so for Brody, it was just like, ooh, the show, and I'm teasing.
No, I get where you're coming from, too. Like, you're just chill.
On to the next scene. What do we got next?
For me, my whole life was like,
that's terrible.
Spinning out, and no one would talk to me.
I wish you would have called me, because I would have been like, hey, because then I probably would have said, oh, hey, nothing happened.
Do you mind, like,
doing
this
for me, please? I really should have reached out to
what you were going through.
I didn't.
I think that would have been the best solution to just face it with him and say, hey, dude, listen, it's really affecting me. The whole world's telling me
that I did something wrong. I would have been like, absolutely not. We didn't hook up. You know,
but
I was trying to keep the cliffhanger for the show.
I know. It's a hard position to be in.
Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, and many others to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. I feel so good about giving Kira these vitamins every morning, and she actually really loves the taste. So we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/hills. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to HiyaHealth.com/hills and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
It's springtime, which means summer is right around the corner. And you know what summer means? I gotta get in shape. And that's why I love Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with their ready-to-eat healthy meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and tackle everything on your to-do list.
Looking for calorie-conscious options this spring? Try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. With their yummy sour cream and chive chicken meal or their chimichurri filet mignon, that's one of my favorites, it's hard to believe something that is good is under 550 calories.
Factor also offers delicious, flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles, from keto to calorie smart, which is what I'm doing, vegan plus, veggie, and protein plus. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like egg bites, smoothies, and more.
And when I'm so busy, I just don't have time to cook, I love that I can pop these meals in the microwave for 2 minutes and bam, dinner is ready with no cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/hills50 and use code HILLS50 to get 50% off your first box.
That's code HILLS50 at factormeals.com/hills50 to get 50% off your first box.
And it was a different moment in time. There's no Instagram. You can't reach out to people unless you have their number or anything like that. And, you know, it
let's clear it up on the show.
Right here. Okay. Well, in the next scene. Episode, or in that scene, when you guys are shopping.
You can hang out with me if you want to hang out with me.
So can we do a double date?
Well, who do you want to go on a double date with? Brody.
I just don't want to do anything that would upset her.
Jen, you ask Heidi if she thinks Lauren would be upset if you were to start hanging out with her and Spencer more. And make a play for Brody. And then Heidi shrugs.
Make a play for Brody. I don't think I ever said that. I would never say that.
Well, not, no, this is just like in our words, right, you guys?
No, but I never said, and I never asked her if I.
I don't think it's a verbatim.
It's verbatim. Like,
it's not verbatim. It's just a summary of what.
That doesn't really make sense with everything.
Well, basically, but I think you are more worried about if Lauren's going to be upset if you started hanging out with Heidi and Spencer more.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. But in the episode, they kind of spun it to be more about Brody.
Yeah, but I just wanted to sort of
clarify that. So Lauren would always, as you know, kind of talk to Whitney about what's going on in her life. And she was telling her how it's your 21st birthday and that Spencer was invited to Ledoux and... she was hoping that Brody was going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going out.
She already invited Spencer, though. I'm
like, she did.
The only good thing is if Spencer comes, he brings Brody.
So, and on the show, it kind of seems like Lauren still has a crush on Brody, but then they show, like, you guys talking about Brody. So I think that's where, like, the juicy drama comes in.
Lauren had a boyfriend at the time, if you guys don't remember that. She did? Yeah, and I was dating someone as well.
Wasn't it Greg Carney?
Maybe.
Were they ever official?
I don't think they were official. So it wasn't. They were just
seeing each other. They were like pretty.
But they were seeing each other a lot. Like she would.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah,
it wasn't. That wasn't your.
Oh yeah, Lauren and I had our own separate lives going on, and then we would be like, "All right, it's time to film us being flirtatious and all that stuff." And we had good on-screen chemistry, I think.
Yeah.
That's what that's what the producers were kept, like, they kept putting us together because they know we had good on-screen chemistry.
And it continued being a relevant through line. Like, this brought it back in. Like, things bring it back in. So the only relevance of the reference of all, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So.
And then they show you and Spencer in the car talking about Jen's birthday, and you say that she was a cutie pie. And then Spencer is kind of like, you got to date her. I have a girlfriend now. Like, we need to do double
about
dates.
About the double dates. Yeah. And he mentions that the two of them had an invitation from Heidi to come to Jen Bunny's birthday.
And that's when Spencer is like, I think you should mac Jen. That's when Spencer is kind of instigating, like,
We never met.
Heidi's trying to get us a roll to Jen Bunny's birthday at Les Deux.
I like little Bunny. She's a cutie pie.
I think you should mac Jen, to be honest.
Yeah, so here's Spencer still producing, right? And like that was spicing something was up. Talked about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jen was, we love Jen. We were always hanging out with Jen.
Exactly.
Spencer Lauren said she didn't care. Yeah, Spencer was
so
still
Lauren
big
didn't
in the
show.
Didn't
care
off camera.
Right. She didn't really care. Just a storyline.
No. I think for me, it was more about like I was hanging out a lot with you guys. Right. And sometimes Lauren couldn't be there. And so I think that was sort of the question that came in was, are you feeling okay if I'm hanging out with this crew
without
and you're not
you.
There? Yeah. And that was where the rift began.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
And that's what I was referencing earlier.
Left out. Yeah.
And then there were people at home, other influences that were...
Lo Bosworth.
No, I mean...
Oh, wow. I haven't even seen Lo yet. Did she ever come on?
Yeah, because she started hanging out with Lo when I started right. So she
there was a whole crew of people.
That's how Lo gets on the show.
Right.
Yeah, there was a whole crew of people.
She's like, oh, I'll just replace you and get a new best friend. That was like, oh.
You know, okay. Jen sucks. Jen's awful. She's a horrible friend. And you should... you know, not be friends with her anymore.
But then a lot of people that were on Laguna Beach should know editing and producing. So why would they treat you like
because
that?
Because they wanted to be on.
Okay.
Right. It was an opportunity for them to come in.
It was a great opportunity.
It was an opportunity for I guess, her to come on the show and not be the best friend.
I don't want to single out any, like, individual. It was this whole group of people.
There was a group
that wanted to be on, that wanted to be in The Hill's Life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially,
yeah, I was going to say, after second season.
There was, like, five girls, six.
Well, they were off camera. And then the one on camera best friend hero who could come in was Lo. And they already had their own falling out. So it was interesting that she came in, especially after having her own fallout with Lauren after Laguna Beach, after all that. And then they started being best friends again when she stopped hanging out with us.
That's a whole nother story.
It's so weird.
Yeah, so it was like a swap. Crazy.
Well, I think everything changes.
I'll take a new best friend over there. Thank you.
Oh my God.
I think when in a reality television show, especially like Kristen wanted to be the actress. And I remember Kristen, right. I think originally they offered it to Kristen.
Yeah.
The Hills was supposed to be Kristen. And then
that's when you were dating Kristen.
And then, right, it was like back. And then Lauren was, they did it with Lauren instead. Right. And nobody knew how it was going to do. And I think the first season it did okay, you know, it did pretty good. Mm-hmm. And by the second season, it really started to pick up steam. And like anything, when it comes popular, all of a sudden,
100%.
Got all types of people coming out of the woodwork. Chris, oh my God, it's popular right, now. Okay, right. I want to be on
Kristen
it.
Kristen was on fire though before the show, before The Hills. That's when, I mean, Punked, that's when I had to take her on Punked.
Yeah.
And Punk Kristen, and they were like, the producers of Punk were like, yo, we need to get this girl Kristen. How do we get to her? So Frankie knows her. So that's how we got to her. But she was everybody wanted to work with her. The fact that you were getting Punked, you were somebody at that time.
Well, this scene closes out the episode pretty much. You come back, you guys have a conversation in the kitchen, and Lauren's pretty upset. You're really trying to talk to her about wanting to save your friendship and about wanting to be able to confide in her and talk to her about Spencer, but she doesn't want to hear about Spencer, so it puts you in a weird position too. Yeah. She basically wanted you to have her back as her best friend and not let Jen hook up. She thinks, like, you guys, in the episode, mm-hmm. she uses the word hook up, but... And she really, really... seemed upset and was like on the verge of crying, and like it was a heavy scene.
I'm not talking to Jen right now. I'm livid with Jen, okay? I am really shocked by Jen's behavior. But the thing is that last night was just kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think that there were just so much miscommunications going on. And so she was having conversations that should have been with me, with producers and other people. And so she saved it for camera, and she had this anger and wasn't able to listen to anything I was saying. And it was kind of past the point of mending our friendship anyways. And she had already decided, like, I'm done with this. I'm done with Heidi, you know. And I think a part of her wanted to keep that friendship and, like, wanted to do that. And then the majority of her, it was already done. It was already broken. If I was with Spencer, she wasn't going to be able to be with me. She already said, I'm not going to be in her room with Spencer. I don't want to hear about Spencer. And it was really frustrating for me because, like I've said before, she had an ex-boyfriend that I hated, who I had to live with. And I was with him for a year. And I never said that to her. Not one time. I wasn't like, I don't want to hear about Jason, ever. I was like, you need me. I'm here. It doesn't matter who you're dating. It doesn't matter who you're with. And I just never got that back. And I thought, just having been through that. So it was frustrating because she also had all the power.
How long was that scene? You know? I know it's like a 30-second clip.
That was it.
But that seems like it would be like a longer scene. It was quick.
It was pretty quick. She just like wanted to say what she wanted to say and have me be out. And this was one of the last scenes I ever filmed with Lauren. And it was really frustrating that I didn't feel she ever valued our relationship more to make it work. Mm-hmm. You know, like I spent half my Valentine's Day with her when I was with Spencer. And so what? So what? He came on with an agenda. And so what? He was a player or whatever it was. She knew me enough to know I was a player too. And it wasn't like, I was just looking up with, someone else that she saw that night too. So it wasn't like this one-sided thing. And I wasn't this innocent bystander who was being played. You know, I think it also became territorial over her. Like, this is my show and this is my life. And if you're not following this certain rule, you're out and you can't be with it. But there were emotions there and it was heavy and it was hard.
It's hard on you.
And it was a business to her. So there, she's balancing a lot, and I get it.
A lot of emotions, for sure, that you guys are juggling.
Right. And it was frustrating, and it's hard that this is one of the last scenes, and it—
It's crazy, because I know maybe you guys filmed this out of order, most likely, because then in the next episode, they show, like, this scene of you and Lauren in the house, and it's like everything's fine again. And it's like they just got in a huge fight, and then the next episode, they're like— didn't talk about anything. Everything's
fine. It's like they're normal. And they're like, hey, what's up? How you doing? How was your school? And everybody, and I'm like, didn't they just have a huge falling out fight type of thing? Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, this was one of our last scenes we filmed.
Okay, they just put it in that order.
So this was one of the last moments. And I get that she was frustrated that we were over there with Brody and, you know, trying to have Jen and her have something. And she had someone else, and we were also trying to do it for the show, and she said she didn't care.
Which she really
regardless,
did.
should we have played that card? No, probably not. Was that the nicest thing to do? No, probably not. Did she say she cared? No. So it was frustrating because she was also, like, being a part of the show at that time.
I thought that was really fair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been saying, Heidi, that you've been – this is what I said earlier. I said whether it was a mistake or not, like, it was said. It was moved on. It was said sorry, and everybody should have moved on from that point on. And even if you didn't mean it or you meant it, whatever way you want to call it as it is, the fact was that for the show, everybody was playing ball to do this, right? I'm just an innocent bystander. I'm just watching on TV, okay? I'm a fan of the show at this point, and I'm seeing this girl – go after the guy like she likes because the friends are influencing her. Like, hey, you should. It would be so much fun. Imagine the four of us together. Hey, woo, 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 woo. I can see Heidi going like, woo, 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 woo. You know, and Spencer be like, yeah. And Brody just
behind the scenes, you're talking to Lauren.
Just being this,
like, I don't care.
He's charming, right? Very, like, he's over here just being like, coolest guy ever. Like, why wouldn't he be on my next?
And Lauren's saying, I don't care behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And it's like, not like Lauren hasn't hooked up with her friends, people they've hooked
She's
up with.
She's dating other people.
Yeah. So it wasn't I don't know.
What I'm saying. But
it was more in my mind like we wanted a crew to hang out with.
Right.
That we thought we were having a blast. Yeah.
Get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. Caraway kitchenware comes in a variety of chic shades, and all sets include complimentary, easy-access storage solutions. I chose the off-white color because it's clean. I'm obsessed with all of their baking ware, their cooking ware. The storage is great. They're my favorite.
Caraway's high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware is free of PTFE, such as Teflon, lead, and other toxic materials. Their ceramic's naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide-off-the-pan eggs and easy cleaning. Since I'm not a big cooking chef, I always kind of destroy all my stuff, and my wife gets so mad at me. So with these, the other day when I tried my eggs on it, like, they just slipped off. I didn't even have to put that much butter, which is healthier for me. So, you know, they're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah, they really are. If you guys are interested, visit carawayhome.com/hills to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/hills or use code HILLS at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
It's festival season, and planning for faster, efficient hydration is essential. Liquid IV has you covered while you prep before, power through to the headliner, and recover after the weekend. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. I love to throw Liquid IV into my water on my traveling days or after I finish a DJ gig. It really helps when you're always on the go and are made with premium ingredients. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, and is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy.
1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. I'm a big fan of their new flavor, strawberry lemonade, which is obviously my favorite thing in the world. But Liquid IV also comes in Concord grape, lemon lime, piña colada, tropical punch, watermelon, strawberry, also my second favorite, and passion fruit.
Love it. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They have partnered with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. And to date, they have donated over 39 million servings in 50-plus countries around the world. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can go get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HILLS at checkout.
That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HILLS at liquidiv.com. That's HILLS, H-I-L-L-S, at liquidiv.com.
Okay, Jen, so we're going to get into some fan questions. But before we start, listeners, if you guys have a question, you can always leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills or drop us a comment on our YouTube and at the Hills Rewatch Instagram page. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Do you have any stories from behind the scenes from Laguna Beach? And then did the producers ask you to come back for season 3?
Okay, so I'll start with the season 3 question. I was pretty much cut out of The Hills after that. I think that producers only – I went to a few parties, I remember. There was a Halloween party. I was wearing a ladybug costume at Lauren and Heidi's house. Do you remember that?
And you were there?
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
You were there?
Yeah. With the little,
and I would film, like, little things like that, but I was never as – on the show as like a main friend again. Like that was really it for me. I wasn't asked back. And I remember my contract to film was really weird. It was like completely different than it was before. Like you'll just have a few guest spots. So I think I was pretty much cut out for season 3. Like I was done. Bye-bye, Jen. See you later.
But how were you back on the show for that Halloween party? It was like everybody
was
cool with each other?
They wanted me to film these random parties in hopes that maybe like something else would happen. They would catch some more
drama. But you were invited by Lauren and Heidi for that party?
Yeah. I was invited by Lauren.
Yeah. No, I wasn't there.
We became friends again, but it was a very like sort of awkward, tenuous friendship that didn't really feel like it did before.
Didn't feel as sincere.
So
it
was a little forced.
And then we met up in Malibu in 2000.
We did?
I remember. It's the famous meme with me in the pink sweatsuit. And then you
came
out.
We were full on friends again by then.
Yeah. Like, but that was one of the main times that we like saw each other. But we were really good friends by then.
We were really good friends. Yeah. So we had mended things.
Okay, we have more questions for you, Jen. Sure.
Actually, Jen is one of Gunnar's godmothers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Emily asks, how did you end up in the medical field? And is that what you went to school for while on the show, or was it after you moved to North Carolina?
I never moved to North Carolina. Okay. I got my doctorate from UNC at Chapel Hill, and I was in executive program, so I worked full-time while I was going to school there, earning that doctorate. In terms of how did I end up in the medical field, the question is, like, I would have never ended up anywhere else. My whole family are doctors and physicians, all the way back to, like, my great-grandfather, cousins, uncles, brothers. Everybody is a physician.
What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a doctor of public health.
Oh, okay.
So I study issues that affect populations at large. So COVID was a really big deal for my profession because nobody knew for the first time what was going on and all of the research was new. And so I was really involved in those research efforts. And anything that affects really like your longevity and how you can be a healthy
person. So I focus a lot on wellness and very evidence-based wellness. So not like take this crazy supplement, you know.
Yeah. Read the book.
It's really about
so high truth our vitamins and research. Are good.
I can talk to you all about vitamins.
Boom.
Yes, there's also, only one vitamin that's you should be taking every day.
Yeah, there's
you gotta let us know what
right
is
right here. It says vitamin D.
So buy the book, and you'll know what the vitamin is.
Yeah, it says vitamin D, spinach for breakfast. You have a bunch of stuff in here. Also, Jen Bunny is married to a doctor.
Yes,
Dr. Dunphy.
I saw that on Instagram.
My husband Taylor, I met him at USC.
I call him all the time.
Oh, so you guys have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, if I hadn't been kicked out of the hills, so to speak, I would have never met my husband. I really went back into the college life after that, and I met him at a college bar. So it all worked out. He's an orthopedic surgeon. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's really
cool. So we're very like medical
based. And he's a big deal at the hospital, right, too?
Yeah.
And I called him during my pregnancy.
Yes, good. You call him all the time.
I know.
Well, now, Jen, we do this Frankie's confessional corner where you're in the hot seat today.
Good. I've been in the hot seat all day.
Jennifer Bunny.
Frankie, go easy.
Jennifer Dunphy. I do this. I ask a little question that might like stir up the pot.
Oh,
but
good.
Like, you know what? You beat me to it, to the one I was thinking about when you actually called him out and said, "Hey, man, did we actually kiss or not, man?" So I would have. Usually, this is what I do. I always ask them, "Did they kiss or just talk on the bed?"
We get a break today. No,
you guys get a break. No, but I thought of something. I think a better question for you is like, in obviously the way that you have moved on in life and you're winning and you're a doctor and you're doing such good stuff for everyone with your book and the success that comes with all of it, you know, is there any part of you that would like to make things good with Lauren? Like to be good forever?
No, I mean, in my heart, we are good.
Okay.
I feel like there's no animosity. There's no tension. I'm very comfortable going back and discussing what happened because I really don't have any regrets. I think that everything played out the way it did for a reason. I sure as heck learned a lot about myself through the process. And, you know, if she came to me one day and said, "Hey, you want to get a cup of coffee?" Great, let's do it. But there's absolutely no like desire on my part. I have a very full life. So the door is open, but, you know, there's no desperation there, so to speak.
Yeah. But it would be nice to everybody have coffee.
Yeah.
And vitamins.
Or champagne.
Heidi and the champagne.
It's the best.
Oh, man. Yeah. I did watch that.
Well, it was really good having you, Jen.
Yeah. And, thank you. Yes, it's so good, it was to, good see to see you all of you. You look great. You literally look the exact same as last time I saw you.
I agree with same as you.
I'm a dinosaur.
I was like, whoa,
oh
as soon as she walked out.
No, you're
like,
not. Your skin is like glowing.
It's the light.
And I'm so proud of you for coming on because this has been a really hard continual thing for you, as it has been for me, because people continue to bring it up and put you in that narrative and in that spot from years ago when really it was a flash of someone else's narrative a long time ago. And anyways, I'm so proud of you. We're
Thank
so proud
you.
Of this book. Everyone, please check this out. Don't tell me what to do.
And everyone trying to go out there on those comments, leave her alone. Like, be positive in life.
Yeah.
Be
no,
forgiving,
I'm
be loving.
She's killing.
I have a thick skin
we don't
now,
need
guys.
Haters, Give okay? We all have enough
I can
haters.
Take it.
No, she can't.
More haters means you're doing better in life, trust me.
Yeah, seriously. Bring her book, haters, and try to figure out something more positive to do. Okay?
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like to watch us, go check us out on YouTube. And you can listen to exclusive bonus content plus ad-free episodes by signing up at castmedia.com/castplus. That's cast with a K, media.com/castplus.
Don't tell me what to do, Brody.
Don't tell me what to do.
Congrats,
guys.
Jen.
And I'll send you all a free copy of my book.
I want one, yeah, for sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.